Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notchery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants. Malcolm Gladwell, the best-selling author known for uncovering unexpected perspectives on social science issues, embarks on a journey to redefine our understanding of power dynamics. Through a series of captivating stories and rigorous analysis, Gladwell challenges the conventional wisdom that bigger and stronger always leads to victory. He explores the hidden advantages of being an underdog and how, in the right circumstances, perceived weaknesses can turn into the most potent strengths. This book is a compelling exploration of how we can confront obstacles, thrive in the face of adversity, and understand the true nature of advantages and disadvantages. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the advantage of disadvantages. Gladwell opens with the biblical story of David and Goliath to set the stage for a deeper investigation into the dynamics of power. He proposes that what appear to be clear advantages may not always be beneficial. Through various real-life examples, Gladwell reveals how disadvantages can compel individuals to be more innovative, creative, and ultimately, successful. He challenges readers to rethink their perceptions and consider how facing tougher circumstances can foster a unique set of skills and problem-solving abilities that those in more privileged positions might never develop. Secondly, the theory of desirable difficulty. Central to Gladwell's argument is the concept of desirable difficulty. This theory suggests that encountering certain obstacles can actually enhance learning and personal growth. Gladwell uses case studies from education, business, and sports to demonstrate how individuals who face and overcome adversity often develop resilience, determination, and a deeper understanding of their capabilities. He argues that what seems like a barrier can actually be a catalyst for development, pushing people to discover new strategies and reach beyond their perceived limits. Thirdly, the limitations of power. Gladwell challenges the notion that larger, more powerful entities are invulnerable. He examines historical and modern examples where giants, whether they be armies, corporations, or societal norms, have failed despite their apparent strength. By scrutinizing the vulnerabilities inherent in power, Gladwell shows how agility, innovation, and the element of surprise can level the playing field. This analysis encourages readers to question the stability of power structures and the potential for change from seemingly insubstantial challengers. Fourthly, the strength in being underestimated. Gladwell argues that being underestimated can be a significant advantage. He presents stories of individuals and teams that succeeded precisely because others perceived them as weaker or less capable. This underestimation provided them with the freedom to operate undetected, allowing for innovative tactics and strategies. Gladwell suggests that when the expectations are lower, the pressure to perform diminishes, which can lead to more authentic and effective efforts. This section emphasizes the psychological and strategic benefits of being an underdog. Lastly, reframing the narrative of success. Finally, Gladwell invites readers to reframe their understanding of success. He emphasizes that success is not merely the result of innate talent or favorable conditions, but often arises from the struggle against adversity. By highlighting the journeys of various underdogs who have achieved remarkable success, Gladwell inspires readers to reconsider their own challenges. This reframing encourages a celebration of resilience and persistence instead of a mere focus on the end results, advocating for a more nuanced perspective on achievement and success. In conclusion, David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants is a must-read for anyone feeling overwhelmed by the scale of their challenges, be they personal, professional, or societal. Malcolm Gladwell offers a fresh lens through which to view conflict and adversity, making a compelling case for the power of the underdog. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals seeking motivation to face daunting obstacles, or those interested in understanding the dynamics of power and success in new ways. By the end of this book, readers will feel empowered to embrace their own struggles, knowing that perceived weaknesses can become the sources of their greatest strengths. If you would like to support Malcolm Gladwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.